Second Pekin Be'ila, 8th Mishnah. Amenachas, Maran, Ve'em Yishuk Tishu. Amenachas are also a type of Kotzei Kedoshim. And therefore, once you makdish them, they have a Kedusha that if you, one uses it or eats them, he'll be over this of Me'ila. Kitchu Be'kli. If you put them into the Kli Sharis, Ul Shali Pusil, the Pusil, with Ful Yoim, Mechuski Pom Belino. They right away get this level of Kedusha that if this Tomei that went to the mikveh and the sun did not set, or even the sun did set and he has a certain type of tumah that needs the Kabbanah to be brought, it becomes possible, or if he left it overnight, it becomes possible. Korva Koimitz, when he brings every mincha, or almost every mincha, had a Koimitz, like a handful of it that was taken out and was burnt on the Mizbech. Once he removed that with his hand, that's similar to a Shechita by a Korban, and therefore, at that point of time, you'll get it's a curse if you eat it, if the kmitza was done with the machshava to eat it at the wrong time, or if you left the breads after the prescribed time, or if he was tummy when he ate them, he'll get kardis. There's no mila on the leftover, in other words, the remains. He had whole mincha, he took off the kaimitz, and the remaining amount, there's no more mila because it's edible. The kaimitz will be because the kaimitz is equivalent to the fats of a carbon that are burnt on the mizbech, until it's burnt and goes to the ashes place.